Hi, my name is Ozzy Durak. I'm a blogger at ozbuzz.ca. We have some 32,000 subscribers and it's free. And you may see me from time to time on TV, or you hear me on with the Michael Campbell Show every Saturday for some 30 odd years, and we talk real estate. And the big thing that everybody is talking about this whole last week, my God, it 25% down. Condos, brand new condos, are now 25% down. And you say, well, could that possibly be true? And the answer, like with everything, yes and no. There were some condos that were offered for sale with a 25% down. And I have some bigger discounts for you to talk about in a minute. But the key was that these units that everybody talked about on the condo day, May 31st, where Key Marketing, which is an excellent marketer of condominiums and new condominiums, particularly in the pre-sale field, they put a building called the Belvedere in Surrey, a high rise, and sat down with the owners, and they had some 70 odd units to sell, and they sold them all out in a day. And was it a real deal? Absolutely. It was 25% off. So if the unit was $1 million, you could have bought it for 750. Wow. Now that's big. So how come? Well, first of all, not every unit and every condo is down 25%. But in my speeches all year, particularly in January and February at the World Outlook Conference, I made the point that we had a lot of unsold but finished units available in Vancouver. And at the time, the best information I had was 1,600 units, which I thought was quite a bit. Well, insider information tells me now that number is 5,000 and possibly more. And you say, okay, so the developer holding these units. Well, what do you mean they're holding these units? Imagine you had 100 units unsold at $1 million each. That's $100 million of the inventory on which you likely pay interest. So it was in their interest to, because of the interest, it was in their interest to sell these units, even when it was painful to do so. And they decided to, rather than carrying it, they sell it. They hired the marketers, Key Marketing. They did a great job. I think there were several hundred people were out. Some apparently stayed overnight. And it was an orderly sort of a sale and all sold. Wow. You say, well, is there any others? Well, yes, there are. In fact, I'm going to talk about them in a minute. But what is more worrisome at this particular time, you say, well, isn't there a danger? I mean, aren't we reducing the price on everything? And clearly, yes. There'll be a lot of developers out there that have this unsold but finished inventory. And they're not going to like what was done there May 31st, but they're going to say, well, I mean, if it means I need to sell these units and I have to take a bath on them rather than keeping them, the market is very poor. It's very slow on the pre-sale and the full sale side. I mean, when people talk about, is it really tough out there, they don't really understand. The answer is yes. And I can show you here now very quickly. This is in our Ozbuzz, we deal a lot with numbers. And these numbers show you what the market has really been doing. I mean, from May 31, 2020 to May 31, 2021, we sold in Vancouver 14,933 single family homes. From May 31, 2024 to May 31, 2025, we sold 6,893. End of discussion. That tells you what the market has been doing. That tells you also why the developers said, you know what, I mean, gee whiz. If the market is poor and I have to hang on to that inventory for a long period of time, it's not tenable. And when you take a look at the month of May at the top line there, in May, this just passed, we sold 661 houses in Vancouver, and that's down 22% over May 2024, but it's down a whopping amount from May 2023, when we sold 1,043, or May 2021, where we sold 1,432. So clearly, the market, and I have several videos on that, you're welcome to share with other people, but that is the reason. And by the way, it has nothing to do with Trump. Everybody blames Trump for everything, and he's no angel, but sure hasn't had anything with our falling real estate market to do. And we can come back to massive immigration still continuing, very bad government influences at all corners, and I did several videos on the fact that there's a lot more planned that they're going to do to the real estate sectors. But let's get back to the 25% discount, because that's what everybody wants to talk about. So is there more in place? I would say yes. And when you take a look, this was the Belvedere. It was a lovely high rise. Everything is hunky-dory, lots of good amenities, and people got a good deal. Well, look at this one. This is now Aquilini putting up a 30% of waterfront condos, and these are, you know, one and two bedroom units from 376,000. And, you know, these are real deals. Now, I've been arguing literally for 6 months that we are out there, and, you know, we are talking continuously about the market, and we're making all of these kind of things. What is a good market? And we say that five guys wrestle each other to the ground in the living room of the seller, and one emerges victoriously and pays $100,000 more than the guy even wants. That's a good market. At the same time, a bad market would be when the builder and the buyer and the owner cannot get their price. No, that's a good market for the buyer. If you have any faith in the future, which I do, Canada and BC are very special places, and we have gone, if I showed you a chart from 1970 to 2024, we'd go from 70,000 to over 2 million. And you say, oh, it's a straight line. No, we went all sorts of gyrations in between. It's sort of an interesting thing to study there, because I believe the most important thing about buying real estate is timing. And nobody talks about it. That's why I wrote a book, Forget About Location, Location. Timing for the average investor and buyer is far more important. So right now, the time for the buyer is there. And what does the buyer do? Oh, I'm scared. I, you know, uncertainty and this and that. And they have every right to be. Interest rates are great. We had in 50 years, we only had 9 years where we were below 5%. And right now, I still can get your nice five-year fixed mortgage at 4%. That's a good rate. In the U.S., the 30-year rate is closer to just over 7% today. So look at those numbers. It's not the numbers. It's if you took out a mortgage at 1%, yes, that's very unhappy that you're getting 4%. But if you have ironclad credit rating, not just had your TV repossessed, you know, but you made all your payments, you will even get lower than 4%, particularly if you can offer the bank maybe checking accounts or some RRSPs. And we did a video on why there is literally mortgage wars out there, because with that kind of a sales downturn, guess what? Banks haven't gotten any mortgages either. So now, what were the reasons? Well, first of all, there's a price gap now between new and old, particularly a 2 or 3 year old unit. That might be a reason. The sentiment from the investor has shifted on the pre-sale side. I mean, how are you going to make any money? If you expect to make $100,000 profit, the BC government takes 20% of that. The federal government takes 40% of it. You have a 5% GST and a 2.5% transfer tax. 67.5% are gone. And then you pay the realtor the rest as a commission. Why would anybody in their right mind put any money invested in real estate? You know, even in the stock market, they expect some sort of a return. And they've had massive returns so far this year. And so they're not tying up their capital. And so what have you had for Warren Buffett says, if everybody's crying, you should be buying. Well, there was out there compelling incentives from 5% deposits to where the builder might actually buy back the unit, up to $500,000 incentives. We've seen $115,000 knocked off downtown condos. Assignments and receivership inventory is also crowding the market a little bit. So all of that means that it's a buyer's market, and that's the reason why there's 25% and 30% down. And guess what? Here's one $100,000 off extended. They don't say what the price is, but I happen to believe that building is also on X and I. So you go to your quality, high quality, productive realtor. You cannot go to a new realtor. You need to have an experienced realtor that uses that experience to help you, not somebody that gains experience on you. You know, it's a tough market. You've got to understand what you're doing, but get out there, take a look at what is being offered. If you're interested at all in a condo, and if you're really scared on a pre-sale market, here's a developer offering to buy back or rent out the pre-sale condos at today's prices. In a very complicated deal, he offers a 20% discount, which he then pays over a two-year period as rental income. So, you know, like in some cases, depending on the value of the condo, it might be $4,000 a month, $6,000 a month. So there's deals out there which we've never seen before for a long time. We've had this discounting going on in 2008. In fact, I don't need to mention any names, but I know the people very well, the marketing people that got all of the new inventory, or most of it, downgraded by 25%. And yes, there was a lot of pain on the street and people said, the end of the world is here. But remember, once that inventory is gone, that's what we're talking about. We're not talking about an ongoing collapse. We're talking about deals of inventory that the developer can't carry. Somehow we have this mystique where the developer can sit there on $100 or $200 million and just wait. No. He is borrowing it from the bank, and the bank says, pay me back then soon. And if they don't, they won't pick interest. So the point is, now is maybe a great time to keep looking. If you're a buyer, get a quality realtor. Take a look at some of these offers out there. They're smashing. And when I look at some of the deals that are in the marketplace, everybody that buys a condo right now, when nothing is going in the market and developers are holding off and getting rid of some inventory, in 2 or 3 years' time, there will be no inventory. There'll be nothing available. The hundreds of thousands of immigrants are coming. I'm telling you, the prices will recover because they're hard assets. And as you know in my speeches, I believe inflation in hard assets is a given because it depends entirely how much money we print. On the other hand, inflation in commodity prices and in retail, and depending on how much stuff we sell overseas from our goods and services, that is an economic issue. And an economic inflation can be up and down all over the place, particularly now with tariffs and so on. But the hard assets have never not inflated. I don't care whether you go back to 1965 and the average house price was $13,500. You know, like, you get a good, nice front door for that today, right? And we've gone to over 2 million through all leaky condo crisis, pestilence, 1,000 banks closed in the United States, and so on, so on. We will get through this as well. In the meantime, some of you buyers can make a smashing deal. Have a great day.